Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At the awards, he was just all over. He was all over him and Diddy. Oh, you got to see it. It's ruthless, man.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I didn't see that. What was that? There was an award show last
night? I just saw the highlights. I saw it on social media. He was crushing it. But,
we will have Meta
World Peace.
Our test, Ron. What do you call him? We're going to have him on the show.
Call him his name.
At 12:30, which is what?
Meta.
I'm confused as to
he
what.
He changed it. Meta World Peace truly is his name.
No, I thought Hoff said he changed it again.
Did he? Hoff, he changed his name again?
He's now Meta Sandiford Artest.
Are you serious? Yeah. I didn't know that.
He changed it about a couple of years ago, I think.
I did not know that.
I remember him as Ron Artest.
Ron, Queensbridge, stand up. What a beast. He was unbelievable.
And
me too.
That was the year they took Vice.
Freddie Vice.
Okay, who was in the news because he was coaching up Daddy, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to, and then I remember him as Meta World Peace, of course. I always wanted the Knicks to get him. And now I guess he was saying last week that he wanted to be...
He wants to coach the Knicks. So I'm just going to tell everybody, I don't know what kind of interview this will be, but it will be fun. And I'm sure it will be, there will be bouts of randomness and sheer lunacy from Rock. Can't wait.
Do I ask him, like, what do I call you? Because a part of me is...
You can do that at this point, sure.
Okay. A part of me just wants to say Ron. I got to call him Meta.
Yeah, well, that's his name.
But he's changed
his name to Meta.
I know, but if I change my name tomorrow legally,
yep,
you're going to call me the new name?
I don't know. You're going to call you a name.
If you change your name, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's cute, but like you're BT.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
You can't just change your name in the middle of your life.
A lot of people do it. A lot of people change names. They do. Now,
Chris Jackson, I remember, did it right. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Abdul-Rauf from LSU. Yeah, Chris, good call. I don't know. Muhammad Ali did it.
Kareem
Lou Alcindor. It's happened many times. I don't know. I don't know Ron at all. I don't know Ron at all. Meta at all. For all the St. John's things, I've never been around him.
Yeah.
I've never been around him.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's never been around when I've been around, which has been a lot. So, I'm very curious. Like, listen, he puts it out there. He's like, I want to coach the Knicks. The crazy thing about Meta is that if he actually took the proper route to be a coach, I think he would be an amazing coach.
And by the way,
I really do.
The way the Knicks are going, maybe Artest does get it. Who knows? Trying to get Jason Kidd, I guess the report yesterday was from Winhurst saying that there was mutual intrigue is the word, I believe, that he used. I think it's going to happen. I would give up a couple of second-round picks or whatever. You're not going to want to give up a first-round.
I mean, you're going to have to give up a first-round. He's got 2 years to go on his contract, and the precedence around the league has been protected, but first-round pick.
He got traded from the Nets to the Bucks for 2 second-rounders, I believe.
I understand that.
When would it be a first-rounder for what, this year? The Knicks traded all of them for Bridges.
They got a couple, but not as desirable. Think about this, Al. If you are Dallas, right, you got the Knicks by the short ones right now. You know... that they want him, you know that they've got to make sure that they make this work from a PR perspective. Otherwise, it looks like it's anarchy from within. So I think if you're Dallas and you take anything less than a one, you're idiots.
You know what I'd like to see happen? Mm. The Knicks get Kidd.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the Mavs are looking for a new head coach. And they have Kyrie and AD and Cooper Flagg. There's one out there that just got released.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get to the second round and maybe a little beyond, but you're not going to win the championship with Tom Thibodeau.
Imagine the Mavs. The Knicks trade for Kidd. The Mavs stick it to them by getting Tibbs.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, man, maybe we get a little Knicks-Mavericks final. Or maybe we get Tibbs winning a championship. That would, you know what? I talk about this with people getting what they deserve or organizations getting what they deserve. The Knicks would deserve that. Firing Tibbs to me was just a stupid move, especially where there was no... clear, we want this guy, let's go get this
guy. We don't think there was that. There's now some thoughts that maybe this was in the works for a while.
Yeah. Well, that would be the one. Remember I said yesterday, if there were one move that could have been predetermined or pre-planned, this would have been it with Jason Kidd. So let's see if they get him. But then it also could backfire and have Tibbs. And for all the Tibbs naysayers, you know who you are. BT and everybody else.
BT was right.
Well, we'll see. I mean, how great
would that be? All year.
The Mavs and Cooper Flagg and Kyrie.
Cooper Flagg's going to be pushed around. He's going to get smoked his rookie year.
Getting himself to the NBA Finals.
Can I say one thing, though, about the Knicks, which I find interesting here? That's why I think that maybe this was in the works before, you know, tampering, however you want to frame it, whatever. Just, you know, get some intel. The way the Knicks operate, they're very, very under the radar, and they don't have any leaks, really. Now, a couple things came out in the last couple of days about the player exit interviews, whatever, and how certain players felt about Tom Thibodeau. But the way the Knicks have been run since Worldwide West and obviously Leon Rose came in, it's very covert. It's a very covert operation. That's why whatever, not so much about Jason Kidd, but whatever player move comes, I feel like it's going to be something that's very unexpected. Like, you know, the Giannis stuff and the Durant stuff. I actually think Kevin Durant's going to wind up with the Spurs.
Yeah, I read yesterday. Was it Bill Simmons who was saying that already?
Bill Simmons said that?
I think he said that he thought it was already done. I saw that yesterday.
Already done with Durant and the Spurs?
Yes, that the deal has been done for a while, that it's just a matter of waiting for it to become official.
That's interesting. But the way these guys operate, I feel like we're all kind of waiting for a conventional domino to fall. I don't think it's going to go this way with these Nick decision makers. I think something's going to surprise us, and I think it's going to be fun.
And like what? When you're talking about like
player. I think kid's going to happen.
But like a trade cat?
Yeah. Or think about that. Cat 3 days before camp. Mikal Bridges, 5 first round picks. When they do stuff, it's out of nowhere. So I think the one thing we know about these guys, like if you try to follow the scent of what we think's going to happen with these Knicks, it almost always does not.
Yeah. Fascinating offseason continues. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones, talk about Pete Alonso. Rob is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Before I get to the Alonso point, I just got to say something about Meta, Ron, whatever you want to call him these days. We're a big football house and a big baseball house. My fiance is obsessed with Meta World Peace for some reason. And when she found out he was in the coaching conversation, she comes home from work every day and she goes, is Meta the coach yet? I just find hilarious.
Well, loosely in the conversation, that the conversation that was created by him.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to be coaching the Knicks.
I know. Right. I'm
you got to let your wife know.
Really, I do not want him as the coach. But anyway, I want to talk Alonso really quick. Something I don't think we're talking about enough. We're talking about like the on-the-field factors and how he's producing. There are off-the-field external factors that I think come into big play here. One is the fact that he's got the baby on the way. Two is the fact that his wife and the Mets, you know, ownership treatment of families as a whole with Alex Cohen and the way, you know, his wife is in with all the other wives and how they kind of you know, have that collective there at Citi Field for all the families, I think is going to play a huge role in whether or not he decides to come back. And I think ultimately he does decide to come back. And if you let me go, I think there's like a cost-effective way for them to do it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what I'm thinking is that at the All-Star break, they sit him down. They ask him to opt into that second year of the two-year deal. And then give him 4 years on top of that at $30 million a year. That puts him at $144 million over 5 years.
Hold on a sec, Rob. Okay, so I got to push back here. He's making $30 million this year. He's going to finish, you know, at top 10 at least in the MVP. Why in the world Why would he play next year for $6 million less than this year?
So actually, $10 million of that 30 was a signing bonus, and his salary this year is only 24.
But it's right. $30 million in his pocket.
It doesn't matter. He got $30 million.
Absolutely.
Also, Rob, think about it. I'll let you continue here in a second. Think about if you're Pete Alonso. Why would you lock yourself up? You're having a career season. Like, this is the year you want to hit the open market. You want to see what the market says. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you. So I guess, like, I want to hear your guys' counterpoint. What would you do? Would you let him just, do we squash the 1 year and just extend them, you know, 35 a year over five? Because I agree, he's not getting six, he's not getting seven. And any team that does that, you can have them. But I think he wants to be here.
Yeah, but you think, and thanks for the call, Rob, I think he wants the most money. I'm not saying he doesn't want to be a Met. I think Pete Alonso wants the most money. So you could say, well, I hope he wants to be here. And if somebody's going to pay him the six, 7 years, then see ya. That's going to be a difficult decision for the Mets to make because guess what? Steve Cohen and David Stearns, they're going to be the ones who are going to get ripped.
Mm-hmm.
If Steve Cohen's got the most money ever. He could go out and get any player that he wants. So it would be a clear decision not to bring Pete back because of whatever the money is that he gets elsewhere. Now, fans are going to have to learn to live with it and trust ownership, which I would. But there are fans that want Pete Alonso back regardless.
Yes, but we also kind of got to look at the cards, the Mets were holding a year ago. And that's a look into their thought process. Like, they had no issue with letting him walk. Like, if he found an amazing offer, they would be like, all right, see ya. Honestly, so.
Well, they called his bluff.
They did.
And he had nowhere else to go.
But he was coming off a weak season, and that's why it very well could change this offseason. But the point is that emotionally, and from a baseball roster construction perspective, they were already moving on. They were already letting him go. Now, the decision was complicated by the Devin Williams home run, by the reaction at FanFest, no question. I'm not saying massive factors, although I think the Williams home run certainly was. They all add up. But don't think that the Mets are going to have some abrupt change of philosophy for somebody that they were ready to let walk. I don't think that they will.
I don't know, though, if... I do think that because of the magnitude of success he's had...
Still got to finish the season, though.
Look, I get it, which is why this conversation is premature, but it's a conversation that you have to look forward if you
got
to
get ahead of it.
I don't know how the Mets... Now, I am one who is okay with whatever they do. I'm not overpaying for anybody. I want them to go get Soto. Once they got Soto, I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how they could sell that to the fans, letting Alonso walk after he's going to break the franchise home run record, which I don't care about. That's how we started the show. But many people do. And people love Pete Alonso. Fans love him. He's going to have an MVP-type year, and you're going to let him walk? Ah. Dude, I don't know if there is a price that is acceptable for the Mets to be able to let him go and not feel the blowback of the fans. Fans are going to be ticked off.
They are, but that dissipates, and it's going to be pretty quick if they do the other right moves, which, by the way, I think this gets resolved with Pete being a Met. But I don't think it's a layup because I just don't believe the Mets are going to be irresponsible in terms of length, okay, of the deal.
But they might have to.
Well,
in the hypothetical, what if some team gives him 6 or 7?
I think they'll let him go.
You know, the Mets.
That's why when Hoff asked me before, do you believe he's going to be with the Mets forever? I said no.
See, I do. The Mets did it with Nimmo. Remember, the market for Nimmo just kept going up, 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 up. And they're like, all right, what's it going to take to get this done? We're not letting him go. So
I remember.
Just give us the number.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen with Pete after 1 year where they change their evaluation of him? And maybe, you know what? To be fair, maybe the Mets don't change their evaluation of him. Maybe just the market changes their evaluation, which would then dictate the Mets.
If they want to change their evaluation based on the market changing it. I agree with what you just said.
So their evaluation is the same, but the market dictates that, okay, well, we thought we could get him at 3 years for whatever, $30 million a year.
Uh-huh.
The market says that would be the case last year. This coming year, okay, well, the market says Pete Alonso is going to get 6 years for 30, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Mets have to say, okay, well, we liked him at 3 years for 30, but the market's saying he's a 6 year for 30 player.
That's where the decision gets tough. That's where it gets complicated.
For them specifically.
Yeah, and by the way, that's going to be, I'm not going to bore you with it now, but that's going to be fueled by analytics because the analytical aspect of this season will give their analytics department and their decision makers a better sense of whatever he does this year, if it's real. The bat speed and all those other things that are going to matter. And if they come to the analytically driven decision that it is, well, once the analytics, if they do, marry the emotion of the fans wanting him back, whatever success he has award-wise and team-wise this year, then it makes the decision easier. But the Mets aren't dumb. They're not going to wake up tomorrow and say, wow, we thought Pete was somebody totally different. I just don't think that their thoughts on him are going to change radically.
Remember, too, with the DeGrom example, they let DeGrom go, and what did they do? They immediately pivoted and got Justin Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, it didn't work out, but if you do let Alonso go, it's not just going to be, okay, well, let's roll out Vientos at first base,
especially after this year.
They're going to have an answer. Could that be Kyle Tucker if he's on the market? Could it be a big trade? I don't know, but in the event that they let Alonso go, it wouldn't just be letting Pete go and not spending that money or not finding a way to bring in another player of that caliber, because they're not fools. They know they're going to need this type of production that they're getting from Pete behind Juan Soto to make everything click in that lineup.
I'm trying to see who's free next year. I would agree with that, by the way. They're not going to say, all right, well, you know, Pete, I don't know, the Giants offered him 7 years. We don't want to do that. Now we're going to go to the cheap route. No, that's the difference between these Mets and the Wilpon Mets. If you lose a really good player or somebody that you love, they're going to go out and fill the gap, not with somebody from the minors that they hope could do the job. They're going to get somebody that is going to do the job.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Job. I'm going to look at the free agent list a little bit more detailed after, because there's some big names. But, and by the way, Tucker, you know, you talk about the Soto.
Yeah.
I think he loves Chicago, and I think he's going to probably wind up signing
there.
That's
going to be a problem for the Yanks.
That's where I was going. But if he doesn't resign with Chicago and Pete bounces, you might have another Yankee Mets stare down, this time with Tucker.
And that will be wild again. I'm all here for it. All right, Will, although I do think the Yankees would win this one. Will is calling from Whitestone. What's up, Will?
Hey, hi, good morning, guys. Want to start off on a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
We got to keep Pete Alonso, man. At the end of the day, we have to keep him. He's going to be a lifelong Met. I wasn't always his biggest fan. I actually hated him at the beginning. But he's grown on me, and he's going to make it impossible for the Mets to not sign him. I agree with you 100%, Sal. If he keeps on doing this, there's absolutely no way the Mets are going to have to sign him. There's absolutely no way. I don't see how.
Yeah,
he's a fan favorite at the end of the day. Because, if he won me over, he won a million fans over as well. So
I'm with you, Will. I feel the same way. Here's the one thing, and thank you for the call. You can't let yourself as an organization be backed into a corner and say, well, there's no way. Because now you're going to have Scott Boras and Pete Alonso thinking they got the Mets by the short ones and saying, well, you can't let us go because your fans are going to want us back. Here's what we want. There comes a fine line where you have to set the tone and say, look, we want Pete back. We wanted Pete back all along. You thought you were worth one thing. We thought you were worth another. It's going to depend on what the market says. And if the market is out of control for Pete, even if it is one rogue team that says we're going to give you 200, there's a likelihood that the Mets are going to say, at least Stearns is going to go to Cohen and say, we do not believe, we as our baseball people do not believe this contract for 6-7 years for $200 million is a wise one.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be up to the owner to say, okay, well, I appreciate that insight, but I'm not letting him walk. Or Cohen trusting the baseball people saying, okay, let him go. What's plan B? That's what it's going to come down to. But I don't think you could automatically just say, even though I understand the fan base, no matter what, if Pete Alonso's not back, the fans are going to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mets are going to have to replace him and go out there and win, and then it will be forgotten eventually, just like it was with DeGrom. Eventually, people get over that.
Sure.
But you can't put yourself in a spot where you say, well, they have to bring him back, because now what happens with the next time that everybody's going to hold Steve Cohen?
It's precedence at that point.
Yeah, you can't hold him hostage.
You just gave me two options there, what Cohen would do. Which one do you think he would probably go for more, like letting his baseball people just do their job fully or staying out with the emotions of somebody that the fans love? That's a tough call.
This one's a tough one.
That's a different one. Because it's a different kind of call. I agree.
There might not be a player that has connected with the fan base more, or that the fan base loves more than Pete Alonso.
Since, right?
Now,
I'm saying since David Wright?
Yeah, probably. Now, homegrown's a bit. I don't even care. I used to fight with Evan about this stuff all the time. I don't, like, you and I talk about where players are from. Don't care.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Okay. You just don't care.
Don't care. Same thing with the homegrown. Don't care. Like, it's nice, but I love Mike Piazza more than anybody else. I love Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor more than anybody. I don't care that they were Dodgers or Yankees or Guardian. Don't care. I want the best players. But there is a connection with the fan base, a large portion of the fan base, with the homegrown stuff. And Steve Cohen is going to have to factor that into the equation, how much fans love. Hey, look, there's a business element to this, too. You don't want to upset the customer. Even if you think it's the bad baseball move, the customer loves this player. You're really going to let him go over, what, $50 million bucks or $30 million? You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the decision to make. Ultimately, I don't think he lets him go.
I got to drop something on you coming up next. Okay. I want to save it. There's actually one person that I think directly influences whether or not Pete's back with the Mets, and it's not Pete. Ebony
we,
and I.
We are the world.
We are the world was a collaboration by right, like 40 by artists.
You
here.
Saw that documentary, or
yeah,
no?
I did see it on Netflix. Right, it was fantastic.
Was Huey Lewis in that?
Yes, he was.
Okay,
Huey Lewis was in
the
that.
The guy who sang that song right now reminded me of Huey.
I can see why you would mix that up a little bit from the okay. mid 80s. Yeah, I get it.
All right, fair enough. All right, you said something about Alonzo and Keith's future.
Let me throw this at you here. So maybe not the ultimate barometer, but let's envision two finishes to the season here. Let's say that. Pete's going to tail off a little bit maybe with the average, but the power's going to be there. He's going to have a big-time season, all-star, and it's just a really good look for Pete. So put Pete to the side now. Let's get to Juan Soto for a second. So there's two universes right now, and even though he's really heating up, you know, he's had enough at-bats where if there's another cold streak and it goes on for a while, and it is baseball, so you never know, you know, he's not going to have a vintage Soto season. But let's say we get to the end of the year. There's the Soto who hits, say, 301 with 38 bombs and 118 ribbies. I'm just making numbers up. And say an OPS of 990, gaudy across the board, fantastic numbers. Or Soto's first year with the Mets is more 272, 273, 25, 26 homers, low to mid-80s RBIs, and a high OPS, 890. If Soto has a lackluster first year and Pete has a banging year and continues it, don't you think that amplifies the pressure a little to retain Pete?
Because Soto's going to want him?
Well, because just I think it's easier to let somebody walk when the guy in front of you is doing some all-time stuff. If Soto's okay in year one, I feel like it complicates more from a PR perspective.
Well, I think PR perspective is the homegrown, Mets fans love him. That's going to be impossible no matter what. The Soto thing, I would look at it, if Soto's going to have an impact on Alonso, would be because Soto is going to tell them, I need this guy hitting behind me. We talked about protection. I want protection in that lineup. You can't go from Aaron Judge to nothing, and Pete Alonso has performed like Aaron Judge, which is ridiculous. It's crazy to think that. But he's got the most ribbies. Hey, he's got the most ribbies. I mean, Judge is performing like Babe Ruth.
He's performing like Judge.
Judge is performing like Babe Ruth this year. I mean, he's hitting 400, for goodness sake.
It's ridiculous. Right. But the only thing, though, didn't Soto vouch for Pete last year? The report was that he told Mets ownership, I want Pete back, and the Mets were still prepared to let him go.
Correct. But I would think even more so now, if you don't have a good answer to have a replacement for Pete, I'm not sure how. Now you run the risk of upsetting Soto,
but now you don't
and
have
Mets
to,
fans.
Yeah, but you don't have to placate Soto because Soto's got 14 years to go after this. You're already somewhere. I can opt out.
Was Evan at that poker thing last night?
What?
I just saw a clip of somebody look just like Evan. Poor guy. And
there's
then,
no way Evan went to Jeff McNeil's poker match.
Do you know if Evan was at that poker event last night? Do you have any idea?
I don't think so. No chance.
I'll tell you this much. We didn't do a Rico, so maybe he was there.
Like
Evan.
Can you rewind it?
Do
we
I
have
can't.
Leads?
No, what
not
do you
the
think?
Remote. And then it's a 10-year-old remote.
But it'll
course,
come
not.
Back on. So this show, I think, just started 11. So
well, if SNY didn't rerun Sports Night 37,000 times, they just put BT and Sal on at some point, and then we're good to go.
Here we go.
Do you think that Evan even knows how to play poker?
No.
Me neither.
Question. Yeah. But it did look like him. And if it didn't, then imagine the poor guy who I'm saying looked like Evan Ross. Anyway, with the Soto, Alonzo, Soto, statistical influence, whatever. I think Soto is going to want that type of protection behind him. Pete enhanced his value not only with the Mets organization and the Mets fan base even more, but maybe more importantly, with Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them telling Soto in the offseason, Pete's going to go. And then what? Replacing him with who? I could say, you transition and pivot to Vlad. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the clear guy that you could say, okay, well, this offseason is going to be a battle between Kyle Tucker and Alonzo, whatever it may be. The Mets are going to need to replace this type of bat in the order. There aren't these guys out there, especially guys that are proven in New York.
I know. I don't know. I certainly can't prove this. I don't think Soto cares about this stuff that we want him to care about as much as we want him to care about.
But there was a report that said he cared about the protection behind him before he signed with the Mets.
Yeah, because he's not an idiot. Obviously, he doesn't want a Punch and Judy guy behind him, clearly. But like, if he cared that much about that, he wouldn't have left Aaron Judge. And I don't buy into the reports, although it wasn't a very good look early when he seemed like he was just, you know, kind of moping around a little bit. And he's having more fun in the dugout. He started getting to the Mets culture, taking the pictures with Marte and doing what they do when somebody goes yard. That's all good. Like, he's beginning to become a Met. And I knew that he would. It was just a bit of a slow transition. But I just think that he operates outside of a conventional space. Like, all of us, or most of us, would say, yeah, I want an all-time stud behind me. Yeah, I want this. Yeah, I want that. I want this. I just think that he wants to be, like, in his own little isolated baseball bubble. Not that he doesn't care at all who's behind him, but not enough to make a stink. I really don't think he's that guy.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mike is in Huntington. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make a quick point that I don't think anybody's talked about. As far as Alonso's concerned, how about not thinking of the next 3 to 6 or 7 years? How about thinking about the next 30 years? I mean, especially if he takes the Mets to a championship. I mean, he'll have done something Judge hasn't been able to do. And, you know, the amount of money, I guess, from appearances, and just he'll be a god in the area for how many years?
I mean, but do you think he cares about that more than money? I would bet no, myself. But I don't know that. I don't know, Pete.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, neither, but it's something to think about.
Well,
I mean,
what would make you think, Mike, you followed through the offseason, this past offseason, you know who we hired as his agent. What would make you think that would be something that Pete Alonso wants more than a big contract? Like, let's just say if the Mariners offer him $200 million versus the Mets saying, well, you could be a lifelong Met, win a championship, be historic, have your number retired, build a statue, but we're going to give you $150. Which one do you think he's taking?
Well, I mean, it's more than just, you know, a statue or something like that. It's actually being viable, being alive, you know, and especially being in New York.
Yep.
You know, you're talking about, like, Texas, Arlington, or Cleveland. You know, you're talking about New York. You're almost, I hate to say it, but like nationwide famous when you're famous here. I see your point. Money is money, but it is something I think to consider, at least, you know, rolling around in his brain. I know how
Mike, you're on to something, but I think you veer off course a little bit because that's got to be Boris's job. So Boris, and he will effectively do this, he will provide ample evidence, literally being able to, you know, substantiate the difference of monetizing a brand in New York versus somewhere else, okay? Now, I don't know how high that is on Pete's list here, but guys, think about this, right? So Ken Griffey Jr., you know, he was our Willie Mays, depending upon how old you are. Now, the injuries obviously deprived him of probably an extra 150 home runs and very well may have been a top three player of all time with Ruth and Aaron and Mays. Like, in that, to me, he's right below it. But Griffey, as a Seattle Mariner and a Red, is very different than, say, Griffey if he played for the Yankees or the Dodgers. Now, think about the Mets stars from the 86 team, right? Now, Gary Carter, sadly, is no longer with us, and he was also an Expo. Keith won the MVP in 79, co-MVP with the Cardinals. We know the history, but, like, Met greats, they don't resonate the way, and I'm not making it a Yankee thing, but Yankee, Dodger, like, they don't transcend the baseball world. Keith Hernandez is an amazingly funny and awesome broadcaster, but he doesn't have that. It's a different national cachet. Same with if DeGrom would have stayed here. Same with everybody. You know, same with all the other Met greats. There's an elevate. Now, if you win a championship and the Mets turn the corner, which was your whole hope when they got Cohen to just build this and become more sustained, well, then the Met brand becomes more powerful. And that's up to Boris to let Pete know about that.
You know, we talk about, well, what is Cohen going to do? What is Stearns going to do? Well, there's a lot of fans that really believe Pete Alonso wants to be a Met more than anything else. You're also going to find that out. Because if there's an offer that's $200 million from Seattle, and again, I'm just throwing out a team, and the Mets say, well, we want you back, but we think you're worth $160 million. If Pete takes the $40 million more to go to Seattle, doesn't that show you that he wanted more money and not to be a lifelong Met?
It would, but it would also show me one other thing. The Mets are idiots at that point. Because now, if there's an irresponsible gap in the offer, you got to let him go. I don't perceive him to be that player, like, for a while.
Yeah, but at what point does it stop?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if some team...
$50 million? $40
million? I mean, I don't know. They're going to have to determine that. But, like...
That's a whole year or two, though. That's a lot when you're talking about a contract.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but if it's, like, let's say somebody offers $220 and the Mets are at $150, $160... I could be like, all right, you're talking $67 million, go. But if the Mets let him walk for $15, $18, $20, $22 million spread over 4 or 5 years, that's a horrendous move by the Mets. Yeah, they won't let that happen.
Well, then what about saying the same thing for Pete? Pete, you're going to go to Seattle for $20 million more, $40 million more?
Hey, ask Robbie Cano how that worked out.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's up to Pete to do his own homework. Pete's got to look in the mirror at that point.
Two-way street.
I hear you.
If Pete is really what everybody thinks that he is, everybody says that he is, he wants to be a New York Met.
Mm-hmm.
That's his primary goal. I guarantee you that others, Jose Reyes, David Wright, they would all tell him, dude, so Darryl Strawberry, stay in New York. Forget the extra money. Stay in New York. I don't know what Pete wants, but we're going to find out. If he is what everybody thinks that he is, and they all think he wants to be a Met, it's important for him to be a New York Met and have all the records, then maybe you leave a little money on the table to be here.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah. All right, little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hop, what do you have for us today?
All right, let's start with UBT. Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. A little football action here.
Nice.
Russell Wilson will start the most games as a QB in New York.
In New York, oh, that's kind of—I was going to jump on that answer. I would have said definitely the Giants in New York. That's a bold-faced lie. I mean, Justin Fields going to play the entire season unless he gets hurt. Mm. I mean, you can't factor an injury here, but
oh, you could.
I mean, I mean, you could play the percentages. You could look at injury history for sure and incorporate that in your answer, but. You know, I don't know if somebody's going to, God forbid, shred a knee in week one.
Or also look at it whereas the Giants could go to Dart.
Yeah, that's where I'm going, but I don't think it's going to happen right away. I think Jackson Dart's going to get a couple games. I think Russell Wilson's primarily the quarterback for the Giants most of the year, but I think that Justin Fields, I mean, no one's taking his job unless he gets carted off the field. So I'm going to say a bald-faced lie. It's going to be Justin Fields.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth, and this worries me about the football season because I do think Fields' style of play could lead him to missing a game or two, hopefully not going with nothing severe, but I could see him missing a week or two. And I don't think the Giants are going to look to go away from Russell Wilson. I think the Giants love Russell Wilson. Now, I don't think they're going to be good enough to justify having him start at the end of the season. So maybe that's where it comes to a head. I don't know if Jackson Dart's going to be ready. Maybe you get the courtesy last few weeks, look ahead to next season with Jackson Dart. Maybe Fields misses 3-4 games. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson, though, being the primary starter for the Giants. And if they're close at the end of the year, then I definitely think he's going to start the full season. Yeah, so I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth.
You still get confused over that.
All right. That was a tough one, but that was good. I like both the answers. All right, Sal, to you. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. New York Knicks will trade for a top player before they sign their next head coach.
No, that's a bald-faced lie. The Knicks will make a move and get Jason Kidd in here, I would think, within the next week or so. I can't imagine this dragging out to July.
No.
And it's already this weekend's Father's Day. It's June 15th. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be shocked if it happened within the next few days that the Knicks get Jason Kidd. I don't even know if they're getting a big player, period. Like, it sounds great, and you mentioned it earlier, BT, where usually they've been in stealth mode and out of nowhere. Wow, the Knicks got Carl Anthony Towns. Wow, the Knicks get Bridges. I don't know where that's coming from this year. I don't know if there's a big player that's out there that they could even potentially get. We've heard the big names. I don't know if there's a quiet, sneaky big move, and I'm not sure they're willing to make that at this point anyway, so I think the Knicks definitely hire the head coach first.
Yeah, I'm with you here. I believe it's bull-faced lie. They're going to have a coach before this. Now, do they have it before the draft, which, again, would be inside the timeline of a week or so? They should. I don't know that that's absolutely paramount. It's not like they've got the third or fourth pick here. I think the draft is June 25, but you got to have this set up for the summer league. And again, not that Jason Kidd's going to go and coach a bunch of two-way players necessarily, and Kolek and Hakpudi or Haktu, whatever the hell his name is. Jesus, I messed that up. Whatever, Hakpudi. Yeah. I do know that.
Right. Well, this is the integral part of the team, the bench next year.
Well,
Daddy listen, A, it's going to be all about Daddy A.
I'm going to be pissed when they lose Shamit. Yeah, trust me, we're going to have to revisit that. I hope they do. You know I do. I just think that it's going to be Kidd. If not, it's going to be Johnny Bryant. And I think I'm with Sal. Ballface Live. It's going to get done pretty soon.
Got it. Remember, June 30th is the official beginning of NBA free agency. And then
it's got to be done before that.
Yes, it will be. 100%.
Finally, Ballface Live, Ballface Truth, BT.
Yeah.
Juan Soto will hit more home runs as a Met than Pete Alonso.
All right. So he's got 15 years, right?
We did allude to this earlier.
It did come up a little bit here. Pizza, what's Pete?
242.
Yeah. All right. I think that Pete this year probably finishes around 262, tag maybe 270-ish. Get him to 3 easy next year, at least 310. I think Pete is going to fall short of 5 with the Mets. Get 5 maybe elsewhere. I think Pete's going to wind up in the mid-4s as a Met. Mid to low 4s, and I do not think Soto is going to hit more home runs as a Met. He's not a home run hitter. He hits them, but it's not his main thing. So I'm going to say ball face lie. No.
So that means you think Alonso's going to be here beyond this year?
Yes, definitely.
And you think Soto's not going to have a productive...
No, not productive.
7 years. Well, power-wise.
No, yeah. Well, I think he's going to be kind of in line with what he generally does, which is I think he averages 28 or 29 per year, so let's go 30 times 7. That's 210. I think Pete's going to wind up with 4 change. So no, I don't think Soto's hitting more home runs than Pete. No,
yeah, I think the math is hard for Soto. Even if you give him 30 a year for let's just say eight years,
240.
Yeah. So even if you went over that, let's just say you extend it because he goes nuts. Even if you went 60 over that to 300,
mm-hmm.
if Pete signs one more year, it's going to be hard for Soto to get that. Now
that's what I'm saying.
The thing is, we do look at it as saying for Soto, a 7 or 8 year successful window. You could also pad on 20, 20, 15, 15. Like, he's going
to
be here.
Talking about the end, right? When he's kind of a diminished player. Yeah, well, it's not going to go to zero.
Not even diminished, BT, because that's not really fair. He's 26 right now.
Oh, I mean, like, at the last 2, 3, 4 years. Right. I don't mean when he's 32. So,
age 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34,
yeah.
35. Like,
yep.
You're talking about 9 years of, let's say, 25 to 30 home runs. Like, I don't think, because I do think Pete's going to be here, let's say, beyond this year for 4 or 5 more years, and that's probably the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
And he should get into the 400s. But I don't know if it's going to be as easy as you're making it seem here for Alonso to beat Soto. I think Soto could get 3, close to 3.
Well, here's the other thing, too. And I don't want to dampen anybody's spirits here. Yeah. There is going to be a prolonged lockout. Like, we're going to have a massive... It's going to suck. And we're going to have a massive, debilitating, very frustrating, dark period without baseball. What and year, I've said that for a while.
That better not be the case. What year are you expecting this?
Not next year, the year after. You got, like, the CBA stuff. There is stuff that they are just not going to settle on.
They got.
Remember, Hoff, you've heard me say this for a couple of years now. It's bad. So now that would be just listen, that's a completely different issue.
No, but specific
to the question, that's big advantage Pete because he's already done a lion's share of the work.
But he's also older, and if you take out the last 2 or 3, let's just say that it happens in 2 years, and you take out Pete's, you know, a full season of Pete Alonso, which could potentially be his last year in his prime at age 33, whatever it would be, 34.
Yep.
Soto's got more wiggle room. He's going to be here 15 years.
I understand that, but by next year, Pete's already in the 3s.
Like, if you do the math, we're only doing the math for 8 years.
240,
if you do the math over 15 years.
Okay, go ahead.
Or let's just say 12 years.
All right.
12 times what? Well, if you go 12 times, I was going to say 25. Is that fair? But he's going to hit more than that. I think you could be. He could be over three, potentially.
Can I just tell you something? Yeah. I mean, the fact that you're talking about there's going to be a prolonged strike here, plus the fact that they already had COVID season,
yeah.
which was, what, 60 games,
yeah,
maybe?
They played 60, yeah.
Dude, I mean, you're talking about Aaron Judge even getting affected by this type of... That's going to screw up. And again, we're talking about records here, which doesn't mean anything in championships.
He would have broken this record last year, easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of screwed up. I think we're done with this. Let's skip the strikes. Let's play ball.
Here, I'm going to read this here. While there is a potential lockout at the end of the 2026 season due to the expiration of the current CBA, it is a lockout that is expected to occur, not a strike. A lockout, obviously, when the team locks out the players, blah, blah, blah. Why a strike is unlikely. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here, and I think it's going to be a very big problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.